Good morning and welcome. Lovely to see you here this morning. And if you've brought your mum along today, we particularly welcome mums and a day of celebrating so much of what our mums have done for us and continue to do for us. And also a time to remember perhaps our mums who are no longer with us. But we want to celebrate today and to thank God for our mums, but also to thank God for the church. Just before we start our service, there are a couple of things to bring to your attention. First of all, if you're a regular member of this church or have been coming quite regularly, or if you've just started recently to come, we would love you to fill out an electoral roll form if you haven't already done so. This is the last day, the last opportunity today to fill one in before we close the roll prior to our APCM, which is on the 25th of April. The roll will open again after April, but if you'd like to come to the APCM and be able to vote, and really be included as a member of the church, we'd love you to take one of these forms and fill it in. It doesn't involve any cost. It's free to join, but we would love you to be a part of the church in that way. So please do pick up a form today and fill one in. There's a box at the back, and forms are available at the back. For the last few years, some of us from this church have been going on a Christian holiday called Focus. It's held at the Summerlee Estate. It's from the 25th to the 30th of July, and there is information available. Tony is going to come and say a few words.
So as Trevor said, Focus this year is from Thursday the 25th of July to Tuesday the 30th. As a church, we are going again this year. And we all camp together, but we also eat and drink and chat and pray and everything together. So we would really like you to join us. And it's about sharing food, praying together, collective worship, supporting each other. And next Sunday, we're going to launch for 2 weeks. We will have a St. Augustine's special offer where you get, is it £20 off?
I can't remember.
Yeah, but you get a discount off of the adult price ticket. So the adult price ticket is £150, which is includes everything that goes on at Focus. And some of the things, as you saw on the video there, so you've got the big top worship in the mornings and in the evenings. You've got host speakers. So last year was R.T. Kendall, Peter Grieg, Nikki and Pippa Gumbel, Sam and Archie Coates, Amy Ewing. I can never pronounce her name. There's tent talks, there's family worship, there's youth worship, unhindered worship, there's youth activities on during the day if you want to get active. So Tim always goes out running because I just think he's mad. There's Pilates, Zumba, there's kids parties, kids sports, parents and kids sports activities, golf, tennis, a silent disco, which I don't get, a colour run. If you're feeling a bit creative, there's drama workshops, art workshops, dance and music. There's men's gatherings, women's gatherings, outdoor movies. And there's also Focus Kids. So every morning between 10 and 12:30, you can pass the kids off and go off and worship in the big top if you want to join. And there is also youth activities going on all through the site, all through the time that we're there. So as I say, if you would like to join us, we would love you to come with us. We had a fantastic time. At the back on the table is one of the Focus leaflets. Feel free to grab one and have a look. And it's also got the list of the people who went last year if you want to have a chat with us. I've also brought in the program booklet because you just get a snapshot from that video of everything that's going on. And it's pretty much 24/7, isn't it? It's only about a couple of hours from about 2 o'clock in the morning till about 6 o'clock where it's quiet. So there's usually something going on all the time. And as I say, we would love you to come with us. Generally, we take the minibus. We borrow it off Scouts. So if it's a problem of getting equipment down there, we tend to take all the equipment with us. We all cook together So we generally have a really good time. So chat to one of us if you would like to, and it'd be great if you could come with us and join us.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and always welcome us with open arms. We thank you for mothers and carers everywhere and for all that they do to care for children. We pray that all those who care for us would feel really special today, that they would know how much we love them and how much God loves them too. Amen.
So this morning, we're going to be thinking about how we build our lives on firm foundations and who helps us build our lives on firm foundations. Now, I couldn't bring my mum with me this morning because she's too far away. So I brought my mum. So this is mum. And what I want you to think about is, I want you to think about the qualities and the characteristics of someone who helps us build our lives on a firm foundation. What sort of qualities and characteristics would they have? Now, Adele's going to come and scribe for me, and we're going to write them all on our mum. So, anybody like to have a go? Here we go.
Patience.
Oh, here we go, another one. You're going to make me run again. I always get the running job.
Loving.
Any more? Thanks, Evie.
Generous.
Anybody else?
Good at finding things that nobody else can find.
Go on then, write that short, Adele.
Forgiving. Being there.
Now, Jenny, have you seen Adele's answer to good at finding things? She's given our mum some glasses.
She gives the best hugs.
Oh, Emily's on fire. She is.
Caring.
I'm coming. Say it again.
Huggly.
Huggly. Huggly. Can you spell huggly, Adele? Any more? Oh, over here.
Compassion.
Compassion.
Kind.
Anybody else? Oh, one more over here.
Honest.
Fantastic. Oh, one more.
I was going to say independent.
Ooh. So, is anybody here perfect at all these things? Do you reckon? No, that's pretty honest. Nobody is perfect at all these things. Our mum here is an absolute super mum. She's got all these qualities. And none of us are perfect at all those things. So that's why we share out responsibilities. And why we look to God for his help and not just to ourselves. I wonder, which of these gifts could you offer to someone else? And I wonder, which of these gifts do you need help with? I think we might find out a little bit more as the morning goes on. So now Jackie is going to come and bring us our reading this morning.
Today's Bible reading is from the Contemporary English Version, Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49. Two builders. Why do you keep on saying that I am your Lord when you refuse to do what I say? Anyone who comes and listens to me and obeys me is like someone who is dug down deep and built a house on solid rock. When the flood came and the river rushed against the house, it was built so well that it didn't even shake. But anyone who hears what I say and doesn't obey me is like someone whose house wasn't built on a solid rock. As soon as the river rushed against that house, it was smashed to pieces. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So I thought we'd start off this morning by doing just a quick survey. And actually, gentlemen, you have permission to keep seated during all of this. This is really for the ladies first. So I'd love you to stand, ladies, if you're a carpenter, by profession, that is. No, okay, bricklayer by profession. Plasterer? I know some of you get plastered. Electrician? No. Kitchen fitter? Plumber? Decorator? More? She should also have stood for the kitchen fit a bit, but obviously very shy. Well, that's quite a shame, because we're talking about building today. So, mums not builders? See, I often think that mums are builders, but perhaps not bricks and mortar. I think that so many mums are home builders. They actually build a home, not necessarily just the construction of bricks and mortars, but they turn a house into a home. And I think that mums in general build places of love, of security, of acceptance, places of nourishment. I went to visit my mum yesterday, and the first thing I look for when I'm in my mum's house is her cheese straws, as some of you will know. I probably ate too many, but don't tell Lois. Places of education, of learning. They create an environment where we're able to grow and develop. And today, as we thank God for our mothers, for all mothers, whether they're our biological mothers or somebody who's taken on a mothering role in our lives, in the family life, we want to thank God for them. But also to thank God for the church and the symbol of the church being, as it were, a mother to us as well. And I hope through God's grace that this place is a place of acceptance, of love, of security. See, in my mind, it's a picture truly of who God is. The perfect parent. There's a passage in Ephesians that says that every family on earth derives its name from God. And I think really what that means is that we get our model, as it were, from God. And God wants to provide each one of us with a place of love, of security, of acceptance, of nourishment, a place where we can learn, an environment where we can grow. So there's this picture of God that's represented by, hopefully, family life. I think often the problem is that what we do is we equate God with what we've experienced as children growing up or as human beings. And so we project onto God something of our understanding that we have gained from living in a family life, where actually what we should be doing is gaining our model from God and using that to inform our family life. Forgive me, I've used this illustration before, but it sort of fits well. When we were living in Ely, there was a young lady in the church. I think she'd done her A-levels and was about to move away from Ely. And we invited her to come for evening dinner. And there's a particular dish that I like cooking, and it has prawns in. So I said to her, "Do you like prawns?" And she said, "Yes." So on the evening, we served the food, and we'd cooked some of these really big prawns, you know, with the heads and the legs on, you know, all the bits and all the shell. And we dished it up on the plate, and she went, "Ew." And I said, "Well, we did ask you if you like prawns, and you said yes. Would you like me to take the head off and the shell off so that it's the, you know, just the meat of the prawn?" She said, "Oh, yes, please." So I took the heads off, and as it's me, I sucked the heads because they're delicious, and took the shells off and laid the prawn on her plate, and she went, "Ew." I said, "I thought you liked prawns." She said, "Well, I like prawn cocktail crisps." See, her understanding of what a prawn was from something that was just an imitation of the reality. And the true parenting we see in the relationship between God and the Son, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's the relationship where we get the model of family life from. That intimacy, that caring for one another. You see, God is a God of perfect love. Do you know that God loves you? He loves you much more than your mum ever loved you or ever can love you. Yesterday we had a wedding here in church. I love weddings. And the passage they had chosen was from 1 John chapter 4. And it says this: this is how we know what love is. That God sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And his love is demonstrated not just in emotion, but in action, as he gave himself for us on the cross. And God is passionate about you, and he wants you to know his love more than ever your mum could love you. He wants to protect you and care for you. He wants you to be the best person that you could be, the person that he created you to be, and to live a fulfilled life. You know, when we're bringing up children, surely what we want to do is nurture them in a way that releases them to be the best they can be. And God just longs to do that for you. And he longs to pour his love into your hearts so that you might experience his love. Again, in Ephesians, what it says is that Paul prays that we might know the love of God. That's be able to grasp it up here, to understand what God's love is. And he says we're to know how wide it is and how long, how high and how deep. That's cross-shaped love. And he says he wants us to be able to grasp God's love. But then he goes on to say, and to know this love that passes knowledge. You can explain to people forever and a day what a prawn might taste like, but until you taste it, experienced it, you'll never know. And God today wants to pour his love into your hearts by his Holy Spirit. And then our mums create for us surely a place of security. They build a place of security. Security in who we are. And God wants to do the same. He wants us to know who we are in him. And whatever our circumstances, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And Paul, writing in Romans, says that nothing can separate us from the love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Neither height, nor depth, nor death, nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, nor Brexit or non-Brexit. That we are secure in God's love. I love that picture in the Old Testament that talks about a hen that gathers and protects in the shadow of the wing. And God wants to protect us and show us security, just as our mums, our parents would love to envelop us in their love. And as children, going to them and experiencing that love. And to be a place of acceptance. You know, Jesus says that he will never turn anyone away. And our mums accept us for who we are. And all that we are. And we come to them just as we are, whatever our state. I was hearing this morning earlier of somebody who was yesterday in the lovely weather. They switched the hose on and went outside playing in the garden. And they walked into the house completely muddy and messy, having played in the mud. And mum didn't say, "You can't come in here. Like that, you have to go and get clean first before you come in here." Now, as they walked in, it was, "Have you had fun? You might be dirty and messy, but come on, let's go and get you cleaned up." See, God loves us so much that he accepts us just as we are, however muddy, dirty we might feel. But he loves us too much to leave us like that. And he longs for us to be cleaned up and in our lives to become more and more like Jesus. That's how our loving God is. He just wants to welcome us. But then he wants to clean us up and help us to live our lives in a way that honor and him. In this story that we've had read to us and sung to us, acted out to us, it talked about building on a firm foundation. And I'm sure most of the mums that we know of, if not all our mums, would want us to have lives that are built on a firm foundation, where we're loved, accepted, where we're secure. And what Jesus says is that to have a really secure life, we need to build our lives on the foundation of Jesus Christ. We need to build on the rock of Jesus. Again, Paul says in Corinthians, "For no one can lay a foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." And today, we can either build on the foundation of Jesus by asking him into our lives and asking him to be a part of our lives, or we can just try to build our lives in our own strength, which is like building on the sand. Imagine how well your house would be if, instead of using cement, the builders just used sand and water to make the mortar. How long would it last? See, asking Jesus to be in us and to be a part of the mix of who we are is the one that brings that foundation, that solidness, that rock-like character to our lives. So that whatever comes against us in life, we are built on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, as Jesus is at the center of all that we are and all that we do. So today, as we thank God for our mums who provide for us so much, but particularly love, security, and acceptance. As we thank God for them, let's also do what Jesus says, which is to hear his word and act on it. And to act on it means to invite Jesus into our lives, to ask him to be the rock, the foundation on which we build our lives, the one who loves us and holds us together. And as we do that, to obey his teaching and all that he says. I would love us to be able to pray. I would love us to ask God to fill us with his love. There's a verse in Romans that says that God's love is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And I invite you, as we stand and sing in a few moments, let's just stand if you're able and we'll pray together, asking that God will fill us with his love by his Holy Spirit. And again, I would encourage you that as we pray, if you want to receive something of God's love, that we just have our hands open that says, I'm ready to receive everything that you want to give me, Lord. Where this sort of says, yeah, I don't want anything really. So I'd encourage you to have your hands open to receive all that God wants to give you as we pray, that he would fill us with his love. And ask the Spirit to help us build our lives on the firm foundation of Jesus. So, Father, we pray now that you would come by your Holy Spirit and that you would fill our hearts and lives. Would you pour into our hearts the most excellent gift of love by your Holy Spirit? Come, Holy Spirit. Would you come and fill us? Lord, today may we experience something of your love. May we know that we are secure in you, accepted by you. Would you affirm that in us by your Holy Spirit now, we pray. In Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit.
So for our prayers today, we have a house made of card. It symbolizes a roof over our head and a place to take shelter. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know it's not the house that keeps us standing firm and strong when things get difficult. It's the people we can trust and lean on. Those who are forever faithful with their love and care for us. The wise builder's house stayed firm in the storm because it was built on a rock. In our time of prayer today, Father, we ask ourselves, who are the friends and family who have been our rock? Some music is going to be played now, and during this time, in our own hearts, let us give thanks and praise to our Heavenly Father for the friends and family that have helped make us the person that we are today. Please, everyone, can you write their names down on the yellow post-it note in the pews? There are plenty of them. So write their names, and you may want to write something very unique about the person who is special to you. Maybe draw a symbol for a beautiful smile, a generous heart, kind hands or wide open arms. And when you are finished, if you are able, Please come forward and stick your post-it on the house. And when we have all finished, we will give thanks to our Heavenly Father for each and every one. So, Father, we lift to you all the names we have placed on this house and ask you to bless every person who has blessed us in our lives. We thank you for the strong foundation they have given us and the difference they have made. Thank you that you have chosen a special person for each and every one of your children. But most of all, Father, we thank you for Jesus and ask you to remind us that for every day of our lives, he is always there for us to lean on to. Amen. And now let's say together the Lord's Prayer as our Savior taught us. So we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
So we come to the point where there are so many flowers in this church that have been donated and put together by people, and for which we thank you so much. But let's just pray that as we bless these flowers, that they will be used as a blessing too. So let us pray. Loving God, would you bless these flowers? Would you bless us and bless our mothers and all those who care for us? May the flowers remind us of how much our mothers have done for us. May they remind our mothers that we love them. And may they remind us all that God cares for each one of us, because we are all his children. Amen. So I believe there are both flowers at the front and the back, and children of any age who want to come and grab some flowers. So as we come to the close of our service, just to invite you, if you would like to experience something more of the love of God being poured into your hearts by his Holy Spirit, the ministry team will be at the front here and would love to pray with you and for you. And also there's some candles both here and up by the communion rail. And if you want to remember your mum today, it's an opportunity to come and light a candle. And again, there'll be people to pray with you and for you if you would like that as well. So as we close in prayer, Father, would you send your Holy Spirit upon us? Would you enable us to live for you? Would you help us to be those who hear your word, receive it, and obey it? Would you fill us by your Spirit and empower us to live as your disciples every day? And so may God the Father keep you in his care. May the Lord Jesus Christ be your constant friend. May the Holy Spirit guide you in all that you do. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you now, remain with you this day and always. Amen.